Zena, I'll always love you.
Welcome, everybody, to Zena Newber's podcast, a.k.a. XNU. My name is Cass, and I will be your pod host. Also, welcome back to those of you who've been following this podcast so far. We're now up to episode 130. This podcast show is for all the Zena Newber subtext stories that are out there that have not been given a voice. So welcome, everyone. I hope everybody is doing well. For those of you new to the show, welcome. We hope you enjoy the show and come back and keep with the series. And for those of you loyal listeners who keep coming back for more and abuse, thank you. Keep coming back for more. The song snippet you hear on this week's show is Whitney Houston and Enrique Iglesias, Could I Have This Kiss? An oldie but a goodie, but we wanted to use it for this series that we're doing. We are currently doing the Ab Initio by Cruz, which we once again thank Cruz for permission to use on the show. So we're going to get into the show with the few announcements that we have. Okay, so we start off with, of course, our book announcements for the week. And this week's book recommendation over at Boldstroke Books, we have Desire by Starlight by Radcliffe. The description, and according to this book, it's not expected to be released until November 15th. So the description says, best-selling romance author Jenna Hardy, a.k.a. Cassandra Hart, sprints through life from one appearance to the next, always on deadline, always in demand, always on the arm of a different beautiful woman. She has no personal life because her entire existence is public and part of her appeal. She loves the tempo, the power, the thrill until the pace catches up with her and she collapses at a book signing. Her doctor orders rest. Her editor wants a 3-book series yesterday, and her attorney informs her she had just inherited a farm in the backcountry of Vermont. Divine intervention or fate's little joke? The only thing that possibly saved her from dying of boredom during a summer of forced R&R is a dalliance with Gardner Davis, the local vet. Unfortunately, everything about Jenna's high-profile lifestyle is exactly what Gard wants to leave far, far behind. That, and a dark secret that haunts the new life she's made. So that's by Radcliffe, and it's called Desire by Starlight. And of course, I have a link on my show notes for you to have a look. Okay, and also in the recommendation of this week, for the movie recommendation, we have Siren. And I'll have a link on my show notes for you, and it's over at Out Video, and, you can just check it out for yourself. And it says, Siren is an erotic adventure made by women for women. Ella is captivated by Jody, a writer of erotic fiction. Sent to her majestic country's house to photograph her for a magazine, Ella discovers there is more to Jody than meets the eye. Siren is an erotic lesbian drama made by women for women, featuring a main cast of 6 beautiful women. Siren features exquisite visual imagery combined with a stunning soundtrack. So, that's Siren by over at Out Video.
You snapped, haven't you?
Okay, let's get over to the quote for the day. Well, we're not going to do any quotes. We're going to actually do one-liners. So, here we go. My karma ran over your dogma. I is a college student. Nobody's perfect. I'm a nobody. Ask me about my vow of silence. I intend to live forever. So far, so good. Black holes are where God divided by zero. Why be difficult when at a bit of effort you can be impossible? How can I miss you if you won't go away? Time is what keeps everything from happening at once. And last but not least, I didn't fight my way to the top of the food chain to be a vegetarian.
Initializing process. Oh, crap.
Well, in this week's update for the what's going on out in the World Wide Web, over at the official Lucy Lawless fan club, which ties into something that is very dear to me, as you all know, on Lucy's blog on the 21st, she's put out a message, and it says, "By now you will have heard the news that our beloved Andy Whitfield is going back into treatment for cancer. We know his fortitude and grace will carry him through to his true recovery. With two little babies and a wonderful wife, he has everything in the world to look forward to, including a brilliant career. Chloe Smith, our producer, came down to speak to all of the crew on Monday about Andy's decision to leave the show to concentrate on his treatment. People were well shell-shocked that this can happen to so young and vital a man as our star. I can tell you that we all went home and clutched our children a little tighter than usual and hugged our partners in gratitude for having them in our lives. Andy, your colleagues at Spartacus are behind you all the way. Lots of love. We miss you and can't wait to see you burning up the screens, big and small alike, the supernova that you are. So love always, Lucy and the gang." So that's over at Lucy's blog, and as most of you know, ties into my fundraiser for the Cancer Foundation for Lance Armstrong. And it just goes to show you that it can strike anybody, young, old, rich, poor, beggar, and king. It doesn't matter. And it's something that's, yeah, it's something that's vile and wicked and unfair. But we'll leave that for another part. And then over at the AUSXIP Mary D site, we have noticed that according to the Lucy's Starship auctions, where Lucy was suggesting, you know, that she sell some of, actually put up some of her outfits that she wore on Xena for auction to raise funds for Starship, and it's come out that it was hysterically funny, but it was suggested that the Starship fans are after the box that Lucy Lawless wore in the picture, in which she displays, it looks like she's naked underneath and all she's wearing is a box. And Starship delivered the box. It's a real one, and we'll probably believe that Lucy will have an autograph of it, and you can bid on the box that she's actually got. So have a look over at AUSXIP for that picture and bidding on it. Okay, by now you've gotten the gist of what this is going to lead into. And every time I play that little bit, I cut myself up. It makes me laugh because I can actually picture myself crossing the finish line, swinging arms and just going, which of course will be me dying, but you just see this person just going over in slow motion, crossing the line and falling into the arms of the friends that she's got around her and family, saying, I did it. Of course, more than likely, I'll just be crossing the line going, "Give me a paramedic." But I wanted to say a great big thank you to all those people who have donated. It is a great and wonderful thing that I could turn around and say that we're getting there. We are almost at the so-called finish line. We've gotten donations all the way up to, I think it's we're at somewhere in the neighborhood of 89%, if memory serves right, and we're almost tapping on that 90% mark, which is great. I mean, to have only a couple of $100 left to go is just an immense, immense feeling. So I have to say thank you to everybody out there who's kindly donated. And for those of you who have yet, please, come on, guys, it's only $5 or $10 I'm asking you for. Please, please help us cross that finish line to get over the hump. And then the rest is up to me. The rest is for me to cross that finish line. This week, I'll be going out on a 20-mile run. It'll probably take me Saturday, Sunday to finish it. But my intention is to have it done. And, you know, get ready, because I'll have two more of those to go. And then it's I'm out of here. I'm flying out. And I wanted to put this memo out, this notice out, that if anybody is going to be in the New York area into Manhattan during the time of November 7th for the marathon, drop me an email. You know, we can hook up and say hi to everybody, to all the listeners out there, and you can meet me, and I get to meet you, the listeners. And come down to the marathon. Come on out, cheer people on, and, you know, all those people who are coming out, but, you know, cheer me on at the end where you can you can actually see me live instead of on tape, which, like I said, it will be recorded. And if not, if you're not there in New York, then maybe if you're down in Florida the week after, for those of you in Florida, drop me an email. Let me know that you're going to be where you're going to be. We'll hook up sometime, too. You go out to Disney or go out and have a drink at the Kookaburra Lounge or out at one of the nightclubs at night. So, like I said, and then I'm going cross-country with the kind of version of a Priscilla, Queen of the Deserts versus Griswold Vacation. So it should be quite interesting. I should be putting that on YouTube. So, but the idea is, like I said, to raise money for cancer research. 100% goes towards cancer research. None of the money that has been donated or is going to be donated will come to me. None. Zero. Zilp. Everything I'm doing is out of my own pocket to go home and run this fabulous race, and thanking God that I can actually do it, and thanking God that, you know, he can help those people who have cancer survive the cancer and beat it. So, you know, like I said, $5, $10, $20, I'm not above begging. Please, everybody, if you can find it in your hearts, you know. And like I said, once we reach that goal, it's done, it's over with, it's up to me, and then you won't have to hear me anymore. So you should be happy just in that aspect. So let's get on to the show.
Come and get
some. Ab initio by Cruz. Rain! Lark answered, breathless, unable to contain her emotions, and cried harder. It's what I've wanted since the moment I first met you, to be with you for all of eternity. She entered, smiling with tears of joy streaming down her face from being overwhelmed by her emotions and Rain's profession of love. Rain exhaled the breath she subconsciously held in relief and smiled, gently wiping away Lark's tears, who stared at a ring that Rain held before her admiringly. Rain, the ring is so beautiful, and it's got dolphins on it. I love it. Lark exclaimed excitedly, her heart racing uncontrollably, and she realized she had never felt so complete as she did at that very moment. Lark thought she had felt complete when her and Rain united, but no, it was now that she felt so complete. She reached for the ring, her hand shaking uncontrollably from her nervousness and excitement, and she put her hand back down on her lap, attempting to regain and collect her emotions. It's beautiful, just like you, Rain whispered with a loving smile. Removing the ring and gently held Lark's trembling hand with her own, placing a soft kiss on Lark's ring finger to calm her. Rain felt Lark gasp and begin to cry harder at her gesture. Rain locked blues with greens and slipped the ring on her finger. You own my heart, baby, she replied softly and kissed the ring on Lark's finger after slipping the ring on her. Lark gazed lovingly at her soulmate, knowing there was no one else in the world that she loved more than Rain or would ever love that much. She had always known that even during the time they were apart, always hoping that one day their chance of devoting their hearts to one another would come, and it did, today. Lark threw her arms around Rain's neck and hugged her tightly. I love you so much, Rain. You make me so happy. You complete me. Lark whispered in her ear as Rain held her soulmate tightly, reveling in her closeness, thankful that Lark loved her so much. Lark broke the hug and kissed Rain passionately. That touched the deepest part of her soul. Breaking off the kiss, breathless, Rain looked at Lark lovingly, who rested her palm against Rain's chest, admiring her ring. This is so incredible, Rain. I love it so much. Lark reveled with complete happiness and kissed Rain again. I'm so blown away. Lark sighed happily, trying to catch her breath and calm her thundering heart, staring into the face of the woman she loved so much. Is this the ring you were going to give me before? Lark asked hesitantly, looking down at the ring, then back into Rain's deep blue eyes. Yes, I kept it all this time. For a while, after the breakup, it reminded me to never give my heart to another until I finally realized and came to my senses that no matter what happened between us, I didn't want to give my heart to another, only you. Now it represents my trust, my desire to share my life with only you and all of the love I have for you. Rain answered, capturing Lark's lips with her own for a soul-searing kiss, allowing Lark to know exactly how much she loved her. Do you know how much I love you? Lark asked, breaking off the kiss, still unable to control the flowing tears, and held Rain's face in her hands, staring deeply into her sexy blue eyes. Yes, you tell me just how much every time you look at me. Rain answered surely with a sexy smile, and pulled Lark closer, sliding her tongue past Lark's partially parted lips, seeking out Lark's tongue, which she found and danced a slow dance with, for a moist, passionate kiss. Rain sucked Lark's tongue into her own mouth for a deep, passion-filled kiss. Lark chuckled, breaking the kiss.
That tickled.
She exclaimed with another laugh, her eyes widening.
Ah, I forgot! I have something for you!
She exclaimed excitedly, poking Rain in the chest and turned to find the bag it was located in. She looked up with a serious look on her face.
Rain, am I a shopaholic?
She asked, beginning to laugh along with Rain. Well, I'm not one to talk, but as much as this is going to hurt, darling. Rain teased with a bad excuse for a serious look on her face and put her hand on Lark's shoulder. You're a shopaholic, babe. She answered, laughing, as did Lark, who continued fishing fervently through her bags and found what she was looking for.
Yes!
She exclaimed excitedly, making a fist and drew her arm towards her to emphasize her excitement. She looked into the bag and moved back to her seat, subconsciously tucking her hair behind her ear.
Did you see what I just did? I went to tuck my hair behind my ear, but I don't have any to do that with anymore.
She replied, laughing hysterically, along with Rain, who enjoyed seeing her lover happy.
Rain, I feel like I'm on cloud nine, and I'm so giddy. I'm just so happy that I'm jumpy and flustered,
Lark exclaimed animatedly, with her body wiggling and her hands flailing around expressing her thoughts.
Well, I'm glad I could make you feel that way,
Rain answered with a laugh, and couldn't help but love Lark so much more, seeing the look of complete joy and happiness in Lark's green eyes, knowing she was the reason for that joy.
You make me happy, baby, in so many ways.
Lark answered sexily, with Rain singing her long legs around the bench and faced Lark, who stood between her legs and slid her hands up round Lark's waist.
Okay, I thought this would look sexy on you. Well, everything looks sexy on you, but this will look especially hot on you.
Lark answered with a chuckle, pulling out the Nexus, with Rain pulling her sexy lover closer to her.
Oh, I love yin-yangs,
Rain exclaimed excitedly, looking at the necklace that Lark held up in front of her, which had the yin-yang dangling off of a piece of black leather.
It's not the most expensive thing by any means, but it would look so good on you, and besides, it made me think of you when I saw it.
Lark answered with a loving smile, leaning down to Rain and gave her a peck on the cheek before slipping the necklace around her neck.
Lark, you know it doesn't have to be expensive for me to like it. As long as it's from you, I will love it.
Rain answered with a sincere smile and patted Lark's firm backside for affirmation.
Do you want it to hang way down, or do you want it so the yin-yang fits right at the notch of your neck?
Lark asked, pointing to the indented area where her collarbone meets her sternum.
Make it tighter. I don't want it hanging down too far.
Rain answered with Lark, moving Rain's long raven hair off the back of her neck to adjust the necklace for her, which sent a tingling sensation down Rain's spine, when Lark's fingers tickled the back of her neck as she fastened the necklace, causing Rain to shiver. Lark bent over at the waist to be at eye level with the necklace to adjust it.
You okay?
She asked after she felt Rain shiver and stared into her blue eyes with concern.
Yeah, you tickled the back of my neck.
Rain answered with a laugh and lost herself in Lark's beautiful green eyes.
Oh, baby, you look good enough to eat.
Lark replied sexily, wrapping her arms around Rain's neck and looked down at her, who wrapped her arms tightly around Lark's waist, looking back up at her.
Too sexy, babe.
Lark whispered in Rain's ear before running her tongue along the contours of Rain's lips, tasting the peppermint on them from the lifesaver she sucked on before slipping her tongue inside Rain's mouth for a deep, wet kiss. Breaking off the kiss, Lark locked greens with blues and asked,
You got any more candy?
Running a finger through Rain's long hair, with Rain offering her piece she had in her mouth, which Lark gladly accepted. Lark kissed Rain's lips.
Thanks, sexy,
she answered, smiling.
Any time, sweets. Besides, how can I deny my ying anything?
Rain chuckled, hugging Lark tightly, leaning her head against Lark's chest. Lark ran her hands through Rain's dark hair, placing soft kisses on her forehead before resting her cheek against Rain, reveling in their closeness and the fact that Rain offered her heart and soul to her for all of eternity.
Do you really think I'm your ying, Rain?
Lark asked quizzically, glancing down at her hand containing the ring Rain gave her, and smiled with her heart aflutter from what the ring represented to her, Rain's heart and soul. She thought about how Rain was her entire life, and that all she wanted was to love Rain completely, wholeheartedly, and to be with Rain always, and nothing else in the world mattered to her except that.
I know it, sweets. You're my light, my goodness, my better half.
Rain answered honestly, lifting her head up to look at Lark, who lost herself in a sea of blue. Lark sank into that sea of blue, momentarily at a loss for words, which was extremely unusual for her. Something that Rain was able to do twice in just a short period of time. First, with her proposal, and now with that comment.
Lark just stared into her blues, holding Rain's face in her hands, stroking her cheek lightly with a thumb.
Baby, you are too good to be true. You completely blow me away with your love and thoughtfulness, and I want you to know that I truly believe you're the other half of my soul.
Lark admitted sincerely with cloudy green eyes and leaned down softly, kissing Rain's lips. Rain broke off the kiss and looked up at her, smiling.
I love you.
Rain whispered, kissing Lark passionately, pulling her down on her lap and wrapping her arm securely around her lover, deepening the kiss. Lark broke the kiss breathless and snuggled her face into Rain's neck, lightly kissing the soft skin.
I love you so much,
she whispered, settling comfortably against her wonderful lover, taking in the pleasant scent so specific to her lover. Rain smiled and kissed her forehead before looking at her watch.
Damn! Lark, we have to haul ass or we're going to be late!
Rain exclaimed worriedly and helped Lark into a sitting position.
Mom will be pissed if we're late,
she replied as Lark stood up and began to gather their bags.
Oh yeah, Mom won't be too pleased if we're late,
Lark answered in agreement, helping Rain gather the bags, certainly not wanting to feel the wrath of Rain's mom, who abhorred tardiness. They headed back towards the hotel in a very brisk walk, and finally reached the lobby breathless and happy they made it back in time to drop the packages off before leaving for Rain's parents' house.
Rain, I'll take these up,
Lark replied, grabbing all of the bags.
Have them bring the rental car around for us,
Lark asked, trying to gather control of the bag. Sure, but when did you reserve a rental car? Rain asked, giving Lark the remaining packages.
I reserved them when I got here,
she answered, grasping the bags tightly and heading towards the elevator. Rain took a moment to thoroughly admire her blonde lover, who approached the elevator and smiling happily, knowing Lark accepted her proposal of being her partner for all of eternity. She watched and chuckled as Lark struggled with bags, trying to push the elevator button. Rain ran over to her damsel in distress.
Let me get that for you, ma'am,
Rain replied sexily, hitting the elevator button, with Lark smiling at her lovingly, and stepped onto the elevator as the doors opened. Rain held the door for her and hit the button for their floor when Lark settled herself on the elevator.
Thank you so much. And here I thought chivalry was dead.
Lark teased with a smile and a laugh.
Not while I'm around, and considering how beautiful a damsel such as yourself was in distress, I couldn't help but intervene.
Rain answered seductively, flashing Lark a sexy smile, sending a flutter straight to her heart from Rain's engaging smile. Lark smiled and watched as the doors closed with Rain standing, smiling at Lark, who then flashed her blonde lover a wink before disappearing behind the closed doors. Lark inhaled deeply and exhaled with a wondrous sigh.
Ah, what a babe. And she's mine. All mine.
Lark replied to herself, proudly and happily. Rain checked at the front desk for the rental car and filled out the appropriate papers. She was informed the car would be brought around momentarily as she folded the papers for the car and waited for Lark to join her again. Her head snapped up when she heard an unfamiliar voice shout her name, finding a group of women approaching her.
Damn! Why do those people want my frickin' autograph?
Rain thought aggravated as the women surrounded her with a magazine that featured her on the cover for her autograph.
I definitely need to stay in a foreign hotel next time instead of an American one,
she admonished herself, signing an autograph. Rain graciously signed the autographs and looked toward the elevator frequently, hoping Lark would soon approach her so they could get out of there. Two women asked for pictures with Rain and stood on each side of her with their arms around her waist. Lark stepped off the elevator and was surprised to find the group of women surrounding her tall lover. She felt a wave of jealousy roll over her, and then anger when she noticed a woman slip a paper into Rain's pocket, unbeknownst to her. Lark stormed over towards the group of women, with Rain moving out of the way from them when the picture was taken and grabbed the paper out of Rain's pocket.
What's going on?
Rain asked, turning to Lark to see what she was doing. Lark handed the paper back to the woman who put it in Rain's pocket.
Find your own and stay away from her. She's taken!
Lark snapped angrily, slipping hand into Rain's, who laughed as they exited the door of the hotel.
Ooh, baby, I like your forcefulness and possessiveness. It's sassy.
Rain replied with a smile and obvious enjoyment of Lark's reaction. Lark chuckled as Rain opened the car door for her and waited until she sat down.
Well, I had to stake my claim, babe,
she teased with a mischievous smile before Rain closed the door laughing. Rain moved around to the driver's side and slipped comfortably into the seat, flashing Rain a sexy smile.
I love your possessiveness, babe, and I certainly don't know where you were that possessive,
she teased with a sly grin, driving away from the hotel.
Maybe I've been around you too much,
Lark grinned mischievously, poking Rain in the ribs, eliciting a chuckle out of her soulmate.
I can't help it. I'm a Scorpio. It's just my nature,
Rain answered with a laugh. Oh,
We need to remember to stay at a non-American hotel next time so we aren't bugged so much. Rain replied, slipping her hand into Lark's, sending a flood of warmth throughout Lark, who smiled happily.
Honey, I'll stay anywhere as long as I'm with you, my little Scorpio.
Lark grinned, kissing Rain's hand, who chuckled. Rain parked the car in the driveway of her parents' house and opened the door for Lark, who stepped out of the car, slipping her hand into Rain's, feeling the butterflies flutter as they always do when Rain holds hands or touches her. She loved how Rain always opened the doors for her. She found it to be so romantic. They both entered the house and were met by an overwhelming aroma of lasagna, putting an instant smile on Lark's face. It's her favorite Italian dish, if you were wondering. Rain laughed and she saw the look of pure ecstasy in her lover's face.
Mom, your favorite daughter is here,
Rain shouted teasingly, making their way towards the kitchen.
Lark's here, my favorite daughter,
her mother jokingly laughed, approaching them and engulfing Lark in a hug.
Hi, Mom,
Lark replied happily, hugging the older version of Rain, reveling in the warmth and compassion Rain's mom exuded. It was so comfortable, and she was glad to be home once again.
Lark,
Rain's father shouted excitedly, approaching her, followed by Jace, who was equally as excited.
Hey, woman, let loose of her so we can get a hug.
He teased his wife, breaking her hug with a laugh, before Lark was engulfed in another hug by her husband.
I'm so glad you're here,
Rain's father exclaimed happily as he held the smaller woman tightly. Rain looked on with a smile.
Me too, Dad. I missed everyone.
Lark entered, smiling, breaking the hug and looked up at him.
You look fabulous,
he answered with a pleased smile.
Thanks, Dad,
Lark answered with a blush, glancing at Rain, who smiled and winked at her lover before Jace hugged and kissed Lark.
Lark, I missed you so much,
Jace replied excitedly, holding her tightly.
I missed you as well,
Lark answered, smiling and rubbing his back.
Honey, it looks like those bruises healed very quickly,
Rain's mother replied, moving her daughter's hair off her face, checking her eye that one time was badly bruised, but only showing a hint of discoloration now.
I guess it's because I'm so happy,
Rain answered with a smile, looking into her mother's matching blues.
I'm so glad you two are back together, honey, and that you're happy again,
her mother answered happily, with a loving smile, hugging her only daughter.
Me too, Mom. Me too.
Rain answered softly, enjoying the comforting hug.
I'm really glad you and Rain are back together, Lark. You're both meant to be together.
Jace whispered in Lark's ears before kissing her cheek.
Thanks. I'm extremely ecstatic she's accepted me back in her life,
Lark answered joyfully.
Hey, little bro, unhand my woman,
Rain teased, moving closer to the pair.
She's so demanding,
Jace teased, looking at Lark with a laugh.
You better watch out. She can be very jealous, don't you know?
Lark jokingly answered, breaking off the hug with a laugh.
Are you talking to me, woman?
Jace asked mockingly, turning her face his tall sister.
Yeah, you are pawing my woman,
Rain answered with her hands on her hips, standing face to face, toe to toe, eye to eye with her younger brother.
I know you don't want a piece of me, girly,
he answered tauntingly.
No. You don't want a piece of me, dumpster boy,
Rain teased.
Oh, Rain, stop that nonsense. I thought by now you would have grown of calling him that,
her mother exclaimed as everyone laughed.
That's it, Goonie Bird. You're going down,
he answered, grabbing his sister, attempting to wrestle down to the ground.
Oh, I know you didn't go there, dumpster boy,
Rain answered with a maniacal laugh, wrapping her arms around his waist, with him holding her around the neck.
Oh, yeah. I went there, Goonie Bird, and you're going to get what's coming to you. An ass-whipping,
he answered with a laugh.
Lark, come over here out of the way, honey. This may take a while.
Rain's father replied with a chuckle, motioning Lark over as they sat down at the table watching the melee before them. Rain swept Jace's feet out from underneath him, sending them both tumbling to the ground, laughing with Rain falling on top of him. She pinned him down with his face smashed against the floor.
How's that carpet taste? Do you give?
She asked with a devilish laugh, as Jace struggled to get up.
No way! I'm gonna take you!
He mumbled as Rain laughed harder.
Now, let's see what the possibilities of that happening. I'm a black belt, and you're what?
A pink belt? That's just not going to happen!
Rain teased with a hearty laugh, which was shared by Lark and Rain's father.
Very funny. I'm a red belt!
The mumbled response came. Like I said, pink!
Now, if you admit that you're a dumpster boy, I'll let you up.
Come on, stay with me. Mom and Dad found me in a dumpster when I was a baby, and I'm a dumpster boy. Rain taunted effortlessly, holding her struggling brother down.
No way!
He refused.
Come on, Jace. Are you gonna let a girl do that to you? I thought I'd taught you better than that, son.
His father teased.
I thought the baby of the family would reap the benefits. All I reap is grief.
He answered with everyone laughing harder.
Okay, if you're not going to say it, then a wet willy is in order.
Rain answered with a mischievous laugh, licking a finger, attempting to stick it in his ear as he thrashed his head side to side to avoid it while laughing.
Say it, Jace. I'm a Duster boy and proud of it.
Rain teased with a laugh and looked up to see her mother standing with a plastic spatula in one hand and the other hand on her hip.
Rain, how many times do I have to tell you not to tell your brother that? You know, you aren't too old for me to still spank!
She threatened, holding out the spatula, shaking it towards Rain, trying to contain her laugh, as her husband and Lark were in stitches laughing. Rain gulped hard, looking at her mother with the offensive weapon in her hand that she had crossed her bare legs way too many times in her youth.
Oh, shit!
She replied with a laugh and jumped off her brother, who stood up with Rain behind him as their mother approached with the spatula and a devilish grin on her face.
Mom, he started it!
Rain whined, teasingly shoving Jace closer to the mother, who tried to avoid getting closer to her. He backed up towards his sister with Lark and Rain, father, watching the show laughing hysterically.
Jace, let's turn the tables on Mom. Let's spank her with it.
Rain whispered mischievously in his ear.
Okay, take the left and I'll get the right.
He threw over his shoulder in a whisper.
Go!
Rain shouted, and they rushed her mother, grabbing her along with the spatula.
You two are such terrible children,
she answered with a laugh.
Payback, Mom.
Jace answered, swatting her butt lightly with the spatula, laughing.
Honey, help me!
She whined teasingly as her husband approached, laughing. He wrapped his family in a big hug, all laughing and losing their footing at once before falling to the floor, laughing hysterically.
I have to get a picture of this!
Lark exclaimed with a laugh, grabbing the camera that sat on the counter and stood over them, clicking pictures. They all lay on the floor, laughing harder.
Ah! My lasagna's going to burn!
Rain's mother shouted and scurried to the kitchen, followed by Lark.
Do you need some help, Mom?
Lark offered, entering the kitchen right after her.
Sure, honey. Can you help me with the salad?
She looked up at Lark, bending over, looking into the oven to check the lasagna and turn the dish.
No problem. Everything in the fridge?
Lark asked, approaching the refrigerator.
Two words. Cutthroat.
Rain replied with a grin, looking at her father.
You're on.
He answered enthusiastically as they stood up.
Come on, dumpster boy, and get your throat cut in billiards.
Rain teased, helping her brother up off the floor, heading towards the pool table in the family room.
Okay, I've got the number 1 through 5 balls, Dad has 6 through 10, and Dumpster Boy, you get 11 through 15.
Rain instructed them, chalking her cue stick while her father racked the balls.
Rain, if you call me that one more time, I'm going to...
He attempted to reply, but was interrupted by his sister.
What? Cry?
She teasingly asked, sticking her bottom lip out, taunting him.
Stick this cue stick up your ass!
He answered, growing more agitated by the minute, with his sister's incessant teasing. Rain laughed and looked at her brother.
Don't tease me, Jace.
She answered cockily, setting her cue stick to break the balls for the game to begin.
I'm going to cut your throat in this game. Make sure you don't hit any of your balls in!
He taunted her with a laugh, leaning next to her as he fired the cue ball into the racked balls. She looked at her brother with an arrogant smirk.
Seems like I just drained 2 of your balls, bro.
Aw, man!
He exclaimed with frustration, watching Rain set up her next shot, sinking one of more of his balls.
Well,
let's see, Dad. Should I cut his throat right away, or should I let him sweat it out?
She asked mischievously, rubbing her chin, looking at her father for his answer, who was chalking his cue stick.
Cut the pansy ass's throat.
He exclaimed with a laugh.
You two are real funny.
Jane answered, slightly agitated. Lark slipped through the doorway unnoticed and watched her sexy lover checking over her options for her next shot. Rain concentrated intently on what shot she would take, and Lark smiled when she caught a glimpse of Rain's blue eyes that she loved so much. She was breathless from her devastatingly gorgeous blue eyes that sparkled from the light across above the pool table, and loved how Rain moved so gracefully. It was almost as if she moved in slow motion with that sexy cockiness about her, which was what drew Lark to Rain in the first place. She loved her cocky, confident, and arrogant attitude. It was subtle and not overwhelming, which added to her sexiness and the mysterious aura she possessed, Lark thought, watching Rain steady her cue stick for a shot.
You won't make that shot, Goonie!
Jace taunted his sister, leaning down closer to her.
You know what? You're right. But I will make it if I shoot left-handed. Rain answered cockily, switching hands with the cue stick and smiled mischievously at her brother.
You still won't make it.
He answered as she lowered herself for the shot with her brother staring intently at her for a few inches from her face. Rain looked at her brother and pushed the cue ball with her stick, raining the ball without looking. She winked with a smile before blowing him a kiss and stood up looking at her astonished brother.
Okay, I've had it. Bend over.
He teasingly laughed, chasing Rain around the table, with both of them laughing harder, trying to mention their father, who could only stand laughing and shaking his head.
Hey, Chase, come help me get the drinks ready.
Lark yelled over to spare him any more humiliation.
Ha! Ha! I get the babe!
He taunted and ran over to Lark, putting his arm around her, looking back at Rain, sticking his tongue out at her, before facing forward again. Rain flashed Lark a pouting look, with Lark winking at her and blowing her a kiss as they headed into the kitchen.
Phew, she stops my heart every time.
Rain chuckled, as did her father with them continuing their game. Everyone finished dinner and cleaned up the mess before Rain joined her father in the family room. She sat on the couch next to him and leaned her head on his shoulder, slouching down on the couch.
How's Daddy, the little girl?
He playfully asked, kissing the top of Rain's head, who chuckled.
I'm doing great, other than being a little tired from all the sharpening Lark did today.
Oh.
Stop there, Dad. I want to see that score of baseball games.
Rain replied quickly to stop her father's channel surfing.
I can appreciate shopping's problem, sweetie. Your mother wears me and my checkbook into the ground when we go.
He answered with a laugh. Rain laughed and glanced up to him.
Well, Dad,
we have to find a fairly wealthy woman so she won't spend all of your money. It would be in the poorhouse if Lark wasn't wealthy.
Rain teased, both sharing a hearty laugh.
Your mother was wealthy until she went shopping crazy,
he answered, chuckling.
Can you imagine Mom and Lark shopping?
Rain looked up at him with a sly grin.
No. I don't even want to go there. Are you trying to scare your old man like that?
He teased his daughter, who laughed.
If that ever happens, we'll both need to be in a different country because I'm not carrying the damn packages.
Rain answered with a chuckle.
Very true.
He agreed, grinning.
I just want to tell you I'm very happy that you and Lark are back together again, sweetie. I'm glad my daughter's back.
He replied sincerely, with a comforting smile. How do you mean? Rain asked, confused by his statement.
When you were both apart, I only saw emptiness and coldness in your beautiful blue eyes. Now I see happiness, life, and love, which makes me very happy to see.
He answered with a loving smile, looking down at his daughter.
Thanks, Dad. I'm so much happier now that we're back together. I love you, Daddy.
Rain answered with a big smile, knowing her father blushed every time she called him Daddy, and kissed his cheek before leaning back against his arm to watch TV. Jace, Lark, and Rain's mother, Maria, were engrossed in a serious game of Phase 10. A family favorite card game.
Where's your father and Rain?
Maria asked, glancing down the hallway, not seeing anyone.
Probably watching a game.
Jace answered with a chuckle, playing his card effectively ending the hand.
That's phase 9, ladies. Looks like I'm kicking your butts. Only one more phase for me.
He gloated with a laugh, shuffling the cards.
Well, keep it up, little boy. Lark and I are making a big comeback right here.
Maria answered with a laugh and a wink towards Lark.
Yeah, we are going to become two serious skip bitches and not allow you a turn.
Lark answered with sharing a hearty laugh with Maria.
I'm going to see what those two are up to.
Lark replied, standing, and headed off down the hallway in search of a missing lover, the one she had an overwhelming desire to be close to. She looked into the doorway and smiled lovingly when she saw the pair were asleep on the couch, with Rain's head resting against her father's shoulder. Lark ran back in and grabbed the camera, hoping they wouldn't wake up before she got back. Lark stood in the doorway, finding that they had not moved at all, and clicked off a couple of pics of the sleeping duo. Lark watched his sexy lover sleep and wanted to be curled up next to her. She needed to be near Rain and look at her, to touch her. Now they were back together, she didn't want to be away from her. She wanted to be connected to her. Always. Lark walked over and sat next to Rain and brushed her long hair off her cheek. She slipped her hand on Rain's and lightly stroked the back of her hand against Rain's cheek. She smiled, watching her lover sleep peacefully, and thought about how cute and nervous Rain looked, asking her to be her partner for life. It brought tears to her eyes, and made her heart pound thinking about it, and would remember it forever. She thought about how much she loved Rain, and how happy she made her feel when they were together, and by just knowing that Rain was hers. Lark thought about how close she came to losing Rain forever as she lightly traced a slightly present bruise under her eye, with a thumb, and thanked whatever gods were responsible for keeping her from happening, breathing deeply to calm the catch in her heart. Rain slowly opened her eyes and turned to see beautiful emerald green eyes looking back at her, the ones that she could drown in every time she stared into them. She smiled and loved the warm feeling of Lark's warm and tender touch on her skin. Lark's touch was so soft and delicate, as if it was made only for her, and melted her heart every time she felt it.
"Hey, baby,"
Rain replied softly through her adoring smile. Lark smiled when she heard Rain's silky, smooth voice, which sent a warmth through her, and leaned towards her dark lover, lightly kissing her sensuous lips.
I take it you already had your strawberry shortcake,"
Rain asked with a smile, tasting the dessert that still lingered on Lark's lips. Lark giggled quietly to not wake Rain's father.
"I couldn't help myself. Do you want some?"
she asked with a sheepish grin. Rain shook her head no with a sly grin forming on her face.
"No, I'd rather have you for dessert,"
Rain answered softly in Lark's ear before kissing her cheek.
"That can be arranged. Let's go,"
Lark answered, eagerly taking Rain's hand quickly to help her off the couch. Rain ran a hand through her dark, disheveled hair, pushing it off her face, and turned to see her father still sound asleep with the remote control in his hand. She smiled and leaned down, placing a soft kiss on his forehead.
"Bye, Daddy,"
she whispered softly before standing up and allowing Lark to lead her out of the room. Lark stopped in the hall and pressed up against Rain, wrapping her arms around her tall lover.
"Should we tell your family about our engagement?"
she asked with an exuberant smile, looking up into Rain's blues.
"I was thinking that we could have a party informing my family as well as yours, all at once. How does that sound?"
Rain asked with a smile, lightly kissing Lark's nose.
"Sounds perfect,"
Lark answered softly, smiling and wrapping her arms around Rain's neck, pulling her down for a soul-searing kiss.
"It's time for your dessert,"
Lark whispered seductively, kissing Rain once again, sending a rush of blood straight to Rain's center.
"Yes, which I intend to thoroughly enjoy and devour,"
Rain answered softly, with a sexy smile looking down at Lark, hugging her tighter and wiggling her dark eyebrows seductively.
"Tell me again why we're still standing here?"
Lark asked with a laugh.
"I'm not quite sure, but let's get going before I decide to throw you up on the pool table and have my way with you,"
Rain teased with a chuckle.
I like that idea,"
Lark answered sexily with a laugh, lightly kissing Rain's lips.
"Let's go,"
Rain answered with a chuckle, leading her dessert towards the living room.
"Oh, you two aren't leaving so early, are you?"
Murray asked disappointedly.
"Yes, your daughter is tired.
I guess I wore her out with so much shopping today," Lark answered with a mischievous smile, looking up at her lover, who raised an eyebrow, knowing that wasn't the case. She wanted her dessert, and Lark was more than willing to be it.
"Thanks for dinner, Mom,"
Rain smiled, leaning down to kiss her mother's cheek.
"Yes, it was delicious as usual,"
Lark answered, hugging and kissing Maria goodbye.
"Well, thank you, and I'm glad someone enjoys my cooking as much as you do, Lark,"
Maria replied with a laugh, poking Lark in the ribs. Lark laughed.
"There isn't a food that I don't like. Well, I take that back. I hate liver and lima beans,"
Lark answered with a scrunched up face at the thought of those two nasty-tasting foods.
"Oh, and I was hoping you would make that for me,"
Rain answered teasingly. With everyone joining in on her laugh.
"Those two foods will never enter our home,"
Lark promised.
"Thank the gods, because they are disgusting,"
Rain answered, relieved, as they headed towards the door.
"You used to like liver,"
Marie answered with a chuckle, walking the pair to the door.
"No way, Ma! I only ate it because you lied and told me it was sirloin steak,"
Rain answered with a chuckle.
"Well, there's no way our children are going to eat either one of those nasty foods,"
Lark answered with a laugh, as both Rain, Marie, and Jace all stopped and looked at her. She wasn't sure what was going on and looked at the trio, dumbfounded.
"What? Children?"
Maria asked with a hopeful smile.
"Yeah. Did you neglect to tell me something, darling?"
Rain asked in all seriousness.
"Well, I..."
Lark stammered nervously, wondering how she was going to talk her way out of that one, seeing as how she put everyone in the spot, including herself. Everyone looked at Lark, anxiously waiting for her answer, making her feel very uneasy, as her and Rain had never mentioned having children with any other family members before. She was afraid that Rain might be upset for bringing up the subject in front of her mother and brother before they could tell everyone in the family their thoughts on children, together.
"Rain, unless you've done something magical, I'm not pregnant, and it was just a figure of speech.
Lark teased with a smirk, hoping to play her snafu off.
Darn, I was so hoping for another grandchild. What's wrong with you, woman? Get her pregnant!
Maria laughed, punching Rain in the arm, with the laugh shared with Jace as well.
Oh, yes, they bought it.
Lark sighed to herself, relieved.
Very funny, mother.
Rain sarcastically shot over her shoulder, walking out the door and grabbing Lark's hand in the process.
Goodbye.
Rain drawled, leading Lark to the car and holding the door open for her to climb in the vehicle, and closed the door when she was settled safely in the car. Lark wondered what was going through Rain's head as what she blurted back there. She wondered if maybe they were moving too fast and that she might be pressuring Rain into something that would be too overwhelming for her so quickly, considering they'd been separated for 6 months.
She's just asked me to be her forever, and now I throw the talk of children in our lives even before she gets settled back in our home. I should just keep my mouth shut sometimes.
Lark fretted, chewing on her fingernail nervously, and snapped out of her thoughts when Rain slipped her hand into Lark's after starting the car. Lark looked at Rain, who smiled, and steered the car out of the driveway onto the main road.
You okay?
She asked with concern and a warm smile.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking about how much I ate. I think I have an eating problem.
Lark answered lamely with a half smile and looked back out the window.
I'll say. You eat everything in sight, but I haven't figured out where you put it all. Well, there might be one place it goes to.
Rain teased, glancing at Lark with a sly grin who turned to her.
Where? Am I getting fat?
Lark asked nervously, looking down at her body.
Well, honey, your big toe is pretty big. Maybe that's where it goes.
Rain answered with a laugh, promptly receiving a slap on the arm from Lark, causing her to laugh harder.
My toe is not big,
Lark answered, taking offense to her comment.
Have you looked at it lately?
Rain asked, smirking, navigating the car through the winding streets of Greece, heading back to the hotel.
Well, I haven't examined them lately,
Lark stammered, unsure, looking down at her feet.
Take a gander at those puppies.
Rain answered with a laugh as she watched Lark slip her feet out of her shoes. Lark propped her feet on the dashboard, looking at them.
Rain, you're so damn full of it. My big toe is not as large as you say it is.
Lark protested, wiggling the said digits.
I know. I just wanted to see if you would take your shoes off and look. Gotcha!
Rain teased, laughing harder.
Oh!
Lark grunted, pointing her finger at Rain, as she was once again had by the master prankster.
They're very cute, though, and if you would ever get rid of that smell, I might suck on them.
Rain laughed, promptly receiving a very wicked look from Lark.
Rain, my feet don't stink. Yours do, though. Those things are nasty, and don't even think I will be sucking on them any time soon.
Lark laughed and put her shoes back on.
You did eat too much because it's swelling your brain and making you say some seriously silly things like my feet stink. You're a crazy woman.
Rain protested vehemently.
Rain, face the facts, honey. They reek.
Lark answered teasingly and patted Rain's arm to mockingly comfort her.
If they do, then why do you always beg me to let you suck them?
Rain grinned mischievously.
Now, you've lost it, Rain. I've never begged you to suck your nasty, stinky toes.
Lark answered, brushing off a comment with a wave of her hand, warning her friend had truly lost her mind.
Must have been from the blow to the head,
Lark thought, looking back at her lover.
Yeah, right. You need to fess up and face the facts. You have a toe fetish as well as a shopping and eating problem.
Rain taunted Lark, chuckling with Lark sticking her tongue out at her lover in response.
Oh, baby, I love it when you tease me.
Rain, you are so damn incorrigible,
Lark answered, attempting to hold her laugh, which didn't work.
Yes, but you're incorrigible, sexy lover.
Rain answered cockily and wigging her eyebrows seductively, leaning close to Lark.
Yes, my incorrigible and oh-so-cocky lover.
Lark answered, laughing, and moved in front of Rain, kissing her as she turned the car into the hotel parking lot.
I love those lips of yours, baby, and I can't wait to have them all over my body.
Rain answered sexily, stopping the car at the front door and putting it in gear for the valet to park the car.
Well, everywhere except those toes.
Lark grinned and sent the raspberry flying Rain's way.
Keep it up with the toes, Lark. Just keep it up.
Rain threatened teasingly, exiting the car and acknowledging the valet with a tip and opened Lark's door for her once around to her side of the car.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to what you have in mind for me.
Lark purred, snuggling up close to her tall lover, inhaling Rain's cologne that she loves to smell, tracing her finger teasingly along Rain's lips.
Well, let's get those pudgy toes of yours moving then.
Rain teased, slapping Lark in the butt, who chuckled and walked into the lobby of the hotel. They both entered the crowded elevator, settling themselves to the back.
I don't have pudgy toes, Rain,
Lark admirably professed through clenched teeth, crossing her arms over her chest, and heard Rain snicker from behind her, feeling a pinch from her lover on the keister.
I'll fix you, Rain Donovan.
Lark thought mysteriously, grabbing Rain's crotch, holding her dark curls hostage, much to Rain's dismay. Rain struggled to remove the small offensive hand that refused to let go.
Lark, it hurts. Come on, please.
Rain whispered pleadingly in her ear, leaning over the shorter woman.
Do you still think I have pudgy toes?
Lark asked mischievously over her shoulder to Rain.
No, baby. You have the most beautiful toes in the world.
Rain answered sarcastically, trying to pry the small hand with the vice grip on a womanhood, which only made it worse.
I don't think you mean it.
Lark answered, pulling her curls harder.
No! Lark, I'm serious. Please! Let go!
She drawled pleadingly, definitely at the mercy of Lark.
Are you serious about me having the most beautiful toes in the world?
Lark asked, grinning and looking over her shoulder at the distressed woman behind her.
Yes, they are gorgeous!
Rain answered, desperate to go along with whatever she wanted, so she would relinquish her hold.
Now, that's more like it.
Lark answered, satisfied, releasing her hold on Rain.
Yeah, the most gorgeous toes in the world compared to a camel.
Rain teased and quickly exited the elevator when the doors opened, knowing her lover would come out of the elevator like a mad hornet.
Rain!
Lark shouted, exiting the elevator and saw Rain running for the room, laughing hysterically, looking over her shoulder at her disgruntled lover. Rain fumbled with her credit card key and glanced up to see the blonde woman that was mad as hell coming her way. She laughed harder from the look on Lark's face and dropped the key, quickly picking it up to unlock the door. She opened the door just as Lark approached and safely entered the room when Lark threw the door open.
Now, honey, can I help if you have pudgy toes?
Rain taunted her lover mercilessly, inching back away from her steaming hot and mad soulmate.
Fine, you are cut off then.
Lark answered, pointing at Rain, and swiped a finger horizontally, emphasizing her point and headed towards the bedroom.
Baby, come on.
Really, I was just teasing about your toes the entire time. Rain pleaded unsuccessfully, following Lark.
Don't baby me, Rain. You ain't getting any.
Lark answered with an angry look and closed the door in Rain's face.
Damn!
Rain answered disappointedly.
Really? I was only cleaning. Oh shit, she's pissed too. How am I going to convince I was just kidding?
Rain wondered, pacing the floor with the hands on her hips in front of the closed door.
Lark, honey, I was just kidding, I swear it. I'm sorry I teased you about your toes. You know I love them.
Rain professed through the door, with Lark standing on the other side, laughing her ass off. She held her hand over her mouth to conceal the sound of her snickering and listened to Rain plead her case.
I don't believe you.
Lark mustered out in a serious tone before covering her mouth again. She turned the water on to brush her teeth and drown out the giggling.
Lark, I swear it, I love your toes. They're the cutest thing I've ever seen. Believe me!
Rain charmingly replied, hoping it would work.
Rain, you'll say anything to have sex, won't you? I swear, you're worse than a man!
Lark retorted, putting the toothpaste on a brush, and began to brush her teeth.
Well, can you blame me? I mean, you're the love of my life, and you're gorgeous. How could I not want sex from you and say anything to get it?
Rain answered, then wish she hadn't phrased it that way.
Damn, that's going to make it worse.
She chided herself. Lark finished brushing her teeth and spit out the water she was rinsing her mouth with.
You aren't helping to win your case with that kind of statement, counselor.
Lark teased in a raised voice.
I know it. It didn't come out right, but you know what I mean. I swear, I love your toes. I'm on my knees begging you,
Rain pleaded.
Shit, I will do anything for sex. I'm a frickin' groveling for it.
Rain told herself in disbelief from her behavior, shaking her head.
I'm whipped.
She conceded in disbelief.
Begging. On her knees, or less. Gotta love it.
Lark thought with a mischievous smile, finishing nature's call, and stood up.
You know, I can't believe that Rain just simply dismissed the conversation about children like that at her mom's.
Lark thought slightly peeved about it and turned the water on to wash her hands.
She'd be glad, but she should have mentioned something about it on the way back here.
Lark washed and dried her hands.
Honey, Pookie, baby doll, do you forgive me?
Rain teased pleadingly. You're sick, Rain. Really sick, she told herself. Lark chuckled, approaching the door.
Are you still on your knees?
Lark asked with a laugh, barely audible to herself, and reached for the doorknob.
I am now,
Rain thought and knelt down quickly.
Yes, dear,
she answered sweetly, as Lark opened the door, still possessing a serious look on her face, glad she was an actress, and trained to change her demeanor easily, or she would have tipped the ruse a long time ago.
She looked at Rain, who was down on her knees with a big grin on her face. She was barely able to contain the laughter that was dying to come out and put her hands on her hips, continuing her stare down. "I'll consider it," she answered nonchalantly and walked past her kneeling lover.
"Consider it?"
"Lark," Rain asked, her voice filled with disbelief, her lip curled up in a corner, and turned to Lark.
"You heard me. I don't stutter. Now go brush your teeth and I'll consider it some more."
Lark replied, waving her hand towards the bathroom for Rain to enter it.
"Yes, dear,"
Rain mockingly answered, rolling her eyes and entered the bathroom. "I am freaking whipped." Rain finally accepted it as a fact. Lark crawled under the covers and laughed quietly, hearing the water running as Rain brushed her teeth.
"Payback is such a bitch,"
Lark thought, snickering harder, and removed her clothes.
"I still don't get why she didn't say anything about children,"
Lark thought, and felt the covers move as Rain's naked body crawled in close to hers. Rain put her arm under Lark and pulled her on top of her as she lay on her back.
"I'm sorry,"
she replied, hugging Lark, who lay comfortably and quietly on Rain, wondering how she should approach the subject of wanting to have children. "Soon. Very soon."
"Will she get pissed, or will she accept it gladly? She always said she wanted them with me. Does she still, or does she still want to wait?"
Lark questioned herself unmercifully and felt Rain's hand under her chin. Rain lifted her chin and looked in the green eyes she loved so much.
"Are you still mad at me?"
she asked worriedly.
"Nah, I forgave you when I went into the bathroom,"
Lark answered, swiping her hand to emphasize a point.
"You made me grovel on my hands and knees for nothing?"
Rain asked, slightly irritated and embarrassed.
"Payback, Rain. Payback. Besides, it was funny,"
Lark laughed. Rain scrunched up her face.
"Yeah, real funny,"
she answered sarcastically and noticed the distracted look in Lark's eyes.
"What's bothering you, Lark?" she asked lightly, caressing Lark's bare back, enjoying the feeling of her soft skin under her palms.
Lark looked at her with half a smile.
"Can't put anything past you, can I?"
she asked with a chuckle.
"Nope. What's going on?"
Rain asked, lightly stroking the worried wrinkles on Lark's forehead with a thumb.
"Well, I was thinking and to mention something earlier at your mom's."
Lark stammered hesitantly and held her hand up in front of her, gazing down at the ring Rain gave her, momentarily distracted.
"She loves me. She won't be mad,"
Lark reassured herself.
"Come on. Out with it, Lark."
Rain smiled reassuringly, smoothing out Lark's eyebrows with a thumb.
"Well, Rain, please tell me if you're totally against what I have to say. I want you to tell me the truth. Promise me?"
Lark asked, finding it hard to look at Rain in the eyes for the fear of rejection, and lightly circled the still-present bruise on Rain's bare chest.
"I promise."
Rain answered softly and moved Lark's chin up to look her in the eye.
"Now tell me what's going on."
Rain answered with growing concern.
"You know when I mentioned children at your mom's, and our dream of having children? Do you still want that?"
Lark asked, hesitant of Rain's reaction.
"Yes, I do. Why do you ask?"
Rain asked with wonderment, seeing the twinkle in Lark's eyes from her answer.
"I want to make that dream a reality, and was wondering what you thought about it."
Rain's heart beat excitedly at the thought of having children in her life.
"I absolutely love the idea, Lark,"
Rain answered assuredly, smiling and running her fingers through Lark's hair, and thought admiringly how Lark would make such a wonderful mother.
"I'll talk to Shane and find out what we need to do to adopt the child, and he can drop the papers drawn for us,"
Rain answered, kissing Lark. Lark broke the kiss.
"That's not what I meant, Rain. I want to have our baby,"
Lark answered with optimistic confidence, moving up on Rain, looking down into her blue eyes.
"Are you sure that's what you want, Lark? Are you at a point in your career where you can do that?"
Rain asked, staring into Lark's green eyes, for searching for sincerity and any hesitation that Lark really didn't want this, which she only found sincerity there.
"I could care less about what it does to my career, Rain. I want us to fulfill our dream of having children, and I want to have our baby,"
Lark answered, surely pointing to herself.
"I've never been so sure about anything in my life. Well, except for one thing, my love for you,"
Lark answered honestly, and lovingly ran her fingers through Rain's hair, whose hands continued to lightly caress her back. Rain's heart pounded in her chest, thrilled that Lark was willing to go through the labors of childbirth for their dream to come true. Rain couldn't describe how she felt. She guessed it was pride, happiness, love. She wasn't sure, but she knew it made her feel incredible inside, and didn't think she could love Lark any more than she already does now. Her blue eyes filled with tears of joy and kissed Lark passionately to let her know just exactly what she felt about the subject.
Rain broke the kiss, realizing that no matter how much she wanted to help produce a child with Lark, it just wasn't feasible, which saddened her. Well, Lark, as many skills as I possess, that is one I just don't have, to help create a baby. I would love to be able to do that for you. I really would. Rain answered sadly.
I understand that, honey. But we talked about this before, about asking one of your brothers so the baby would look like both of us.
Lark answered worriedly by Rain's change in demeanor. Rain's sadness consumed her, and she felt a wave of jealousy rush over her at the thought of one of her brothers could give that to Lark, but she couldn't. It was something she would love more than anything to be able to do. Her heart pounded uncontrollably, and the lump in her throat swelled when she thought about how the baby would not really be hers, but truly her brother's child. Rain was on the verge of crying and didn't want to do that in front of Lark. She had to get up and not talk about this anymore. It upset her too much, and she sat up on her elbows.
We could do that if you want,
she answered evasively. I have to go take my medicine. Rain answered lamely, sleeping out from underneath Lark, knowing she didn't want to show the emotions that overwhelmed her in front of Lark. Rain walked away from the bed, leaving Lark befuddled and bewildered by her reaction.
Rain!
Lark replied, watching her tall lover stride without her usual cocky swagger. Instead, her shoulders sagged, lost in the thought, disappearing into the kitchen. Rain opened the refrigerator and looked, in her tears burning her blue eyes. She grabbed the bottle of water and walked to the sliding glass door, leaning against it with one hand, sipping the water with the other, looking out over the well-lit city. The tears flowed harder, thinking about how much she wanted to help create a baby with the woman she loved more than life itself. She had thought about having a baby herself, but decided that she wasn't just her bag, and if a child was to be part of her life, it would be through adoption or if Lark had it. Rain felt Lark's arms wrapped comfortingly around her waist, and felt Lark's soft kiss against her back, which calmed her slightly, but the tears still fell. Rain wiped them away when she felt Lark move around to face her and saw that Rain was crying.
Baby, what's wrong? Do you not want to have children with me?
Lark asked worriedly, wiping away Rain's tears.
No, Lark. You know how much I love you and want children with you. I'm just being stupid.
She answered sadly, sniffing back her tears, looking down shamefully at the water bottle, scratching the label, trying to avoid making eye contact with Lark.
Why do you think you're being stupid?
Lark asked softly, and lifted Rain's chin to look into her blue eyes.
Because I'm jealous, and I feel left out.
Just stupid.
Rain answered regretfully, avoiding eye contact from her embarrassment the way she was acting, but she knew she couldn't discard her emotions and how she felt.
Why would you feel that way, Rain?
Lark asked, distraught over how upset Rain was.
Because, Lark!
Rain answered, sputtered out in frustration, looking up at Lark.
The one thing in the world that I would love nothing more to give you is a child, but I can't! The baby will be part yours and my brother's, not for me! That's why I feel that way!
Rain exclaimed agitatedly, and with hurt, wiping the tears off her face, looking back to Lark. Lark put her hand on Rain's back and rubbed it lightly to calm her, and circled in front of her naked lover. Lark put her hands on Rain's waist and looked up into the stormy blue eyes as Rain fought to hide her feelings.
Honey, the baby will be part of you. Why do you think I want one of your brothers to do this? The three of you could pass for triplets for God's sake. Look at Brandon. His features are so similar to yours that people would have a hard time believing he's not your son. Am I right?
Lark asked, confident she was correct, and so Rain conceded, shaking her head in agreement. Lark wrapped her arms around Rain tightly, pressing her ear against Rain's chest and listened to, as her rapid heartbeat slowed to a steady beat. Rain wrapped her arms around Lark and kissed the top of her head, realizing just how ridiculous she was being about everything. Lark broke the hug, slipping her hand into Rain's larger one, and led her back to bed. Lark crawled on top of her lover, assuming her favorite position, and looked down into her calm blues.
Do you feel better about it now?
A little. Thanks.
Rain answered with an attempt at a reassuring smile.
Honey, come on. Our only other option is to get an outside donor, and I really want our baby to have the same sexy dark features of yours that I love so much.
Lark smiled adoringly, and lightly kissed Rain to reassure her.
I'll be okay once we get everything started. I just want you to know that I would love to be able to give you that gift, if I could.
Rain answered, sighing, still disappointed that she couldn't, and lightly stroked Lark's shorter hair.
That means more to me than you'll ever know, and it makes me feel so incredible inside to hear you say that, honey. But please remember, The baby will be a part of you because you and your brothers are all part of one another.
Let's just hope the baby doesn't inherit Jace's poor financial habits. Rain teased with a chuckle, trying to lighten the mood.
Do you want Jace to be the donor?
Lark asked, smiling excitedly that Rain was feeling more comfortable about everything.
He would be the more logical choice.
We can ask both, but I think Holly might feel uncomfortable about Shay being the donor. Rain explained, rubbing her hands up and down Lark's naked back.
I can't wait. I'm really excited about this.
Lark exclaimed with a glowing smile and kissed Rain.
I can't wait to have the baby and see how gorgeous it will look with dark hair and blue eyes.
Her small smile growing in intensity with the thought.
What happens if the baby has blonde hair and green eyes like I want?
Rain asked with a smile.
I'll be happy too, but I just love those blue eyes and would love our baby to have them.
She answered, dreamily kissing Rain's chin. Well, I would love to see our baby have beautiful emerald green eyes that I would love to lose myself in every time I looked into them, just like I do with yours.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Lark answered with a blushing smile and kissed Rain.
Baby, I want you to be part of every aspect of the pregnancy and delivery.
Lark informed Rain excitedly, breaking the kiss.
I'm looking forward to it, Lark. I really am. This means more to me than you will ever know. Thank you.
Rain answered softly and lovingly, her blue eyes watering and capturing Lark's lip for a passionate, soul-searing kiss, letting Lark know just how much she loves her.
I love you so much, Rain, and I want you to make our dream come true, honey.
Lark answered, smiling with a gleam in her eye at the prospect of having a child in her life, their own child. Rain's heart raced from joy and happiness that Lark, the woman she loved so much, was going to do something so very special like that for both of them. She'd never been with another woman who would have made such a sacrifice like that, despite the fact that she loved Karen, her deceased lover, very much. She never considered having children with her. As deep as their love for one another was, it never came close to what she shares with Lark. She was glad they had a second chance with one another, and couldn't imagine, actually refused to imagine, her life without her. She had done that for 6 torturous months, and would never allow that to happen again, no matter what the circumstances were.
She's not getting rid of me, even after I breathe my last breath. She'll always have my heart, my body, and soul.
Rain thought passionately about her feelings for Lark. Rain engulfed Lark in a hug and held her tightly, reveling in her softness and her specific scent that made her feel so warm and loved. She loved having Lark in her arms. She made her feel so special, so loved, and the feeling was wonderful. Rain held Lark tighter, kissing her cheek repeatedly, as Lark lifted her head up to look at Rain with a big smile.
I'm so happy, baby.
Lark answered, kissing her lover passionately and briefly, too briefly, and breaking the kiss much to Rain's disappointment.
Rain, I want our baby to have your last name. Is that okay with you?
Rain's heart skipped a beat and her breath escaped her momentarily. That Lark wanted the baby to have her name, overwhelming her again.
Honey, I don't know what to say other than that's wonderful and perfectly fine with me. But don't you want the baby to have your last name? I mean, you're an only child, and I thought you would like to have your family name carried on through our child.
Rain answered, her hands roaming freely along Lark's back.
I never thought about that. It would be nice, but we could have 2 children, one with your last name and one with mine.
She answered excitedly with a smile. 2, huh? Rain answered with a chuckle.
You don't want to?
Lark asked disappointedly. It doesn't matter to me how many we have. I just worry about the toll it would take on you considering you'll be the one having the children.
You're right. Okay. 2 is the limit then.
Lark chuckled.
Oh. I just thought of something. Do we have to get a minivan now that we'll be having kids? Because I don't think I can picture myself driving one.
Rain asked with a laugh.
No way. No minivans in our household.
Lark answered, sharing a laugh with Rain.
We'll get a sporty utility vehicle. A safe one.
Lark made sure to point out.
That's big enough for a family. Maybe a Durango or a Lincoln Navigator.
Lark answered, smiling happily, realizing she would have family she always wanted to have. Babe, you are glowing. You're so excited. Rain answered lovingly, with the happiness seeing the joy in Lark's green eyes.
I am, Rain. We're going to have a family. Our own family. You and me. That just excites me to no end, and I'm so happy. I couldn't be happier.
She exclaimed with tears of happiness filling her green eyes.
I love seeing you so happy, babe.
Rain answered, her small smile spreading across her fine features, lightly stroking her blonde lover's short locks.
I've never wanted to share something so wonderful as this with another other than you, Lark. You have made my life so happy and so complete, that I just don't know how else to thank you other than just loving you completely and offering you my heart, my soul. Rain answered honestly, sealing her declaration with a soul-searing kiss.
That's all I need from you,
Lark answered happily through their kiss and deepened it. Rain thought about how happy Lark had made her and how much she loved her. She turned her head, kissing Lark more passionately, thinking about how she would feel having a baby in their life and how she knew Lark would spoil that baby. She broke the kiss, smiling, and looked at Lark.
What are you thinking about? You have a mischievous look on your face.
Lark wondered skeptically and lightly kissed Rain's nose. I was just thinking about how much you're going to spoil the baby.
Me? I know you will spoil her more than me,
Lark protested laughingly. Her? Her? Rain teased with a laugh.
Yes, darling. A little girl to take after her mom. You. Why? Do you want a boy?
Well, with you as her mommy, she might be too much of a princess. Rain teasingly laughed, with Lark tickling her from that comment.
Hey, so what if she's a princess like me?
Nothing. I love you despite your royalty. Rain answered with a laugh, fending off the small hands that were tickling her ribs.
You're so bad, Rain Donovan.
Lark answered, laughing and shaking her head.
I can't wait to go shopping for baby clothes.
Lark, you can't wait to go shopping for anything. Oh, please tell me you aren't going to put her in frilly little dresses. Rain asked, scrunching her face, protesting to him.
Yes, she will look adorable just like you do in a dress.
Lark answered, smiling. Yeah, well, I only wear dresses when absolutely necessary. I hate those things.
I happen to think you look absolutely stunning in a dress, particularly that black, perfect-fitting, low-cut cocktail dress of yours that shows off that fabulous body.
Lark smiled fondly, picturing Rain in said dress, and wiggled her eyebrows seductively. Oh, you like that one, huh? Rain answered with a chuckle, then raised eyebrow of her own.
Oh, yes, a lot, as a matter of fact.
Lark answered seductively.
Especially how it reveals that sexy cleavage of yours.
Lark purred, smiling mischievously, softly kissing Rain's chest between her breasts, heightening her arousal.
Maybe I'll wear it to mow the lawn, and you might give me more interest in mowing the lawn.
Lark looked up and laughed.
I would definitely be interested if you wore that dress to mow the lawn.
Rain laughed. You know our little princess or prince. Rain paused with her eyebrow raised in a smirk. We have many skills, and one of them will be the fine art of mowing the lawn. Rain teasingly laughed.
She or he can do whatever they want to,
Lark answered, grinning happily. Just promise me, no stupid looking hats if it's a girl.
Aw, but some of them are so cute,
Lark exclaimed with a laugh. Okay, but definitely no bows, Rain answered adamantly.
Deal. I can't stand bows unless, of course, one is on you as my present.
Lark teased seductively, nibbling on Rain's neck, sending a flush of warmth straight to her lover's sex. Rain's pulse quickened.
That feels so good,
she moaned in delight. Lark's tongue traveled up Rain's neck to her ear and traced the contours before whispering,
I want you,
and pressing her sex against Rain's, sending a throbbing sensation to her center.
Then take me.
Rain answered sexily, grasping Lark's firm backside, who gasped and lifted her head up to kiss Rain. To be continued.
Well, that concludes episode 130 of XNU, and that is Ab Initio, part 5 from Cruz, and part 6 also. I want to say thank you to Cruz for allowing us to use her story on the show. Also, thank you for those of you who have donated to the fundraiser. We are at 93%. Now, folks, that's not something to sneeze at, you know. That is awesome. And for those of you who have yet to donate, please, please reconsider and donate. We've only got approximately 37 days now. And I just noticed that there's also going to be an application on iPhone that you can download through iTunes so that you can actually watch the marathon on your iPhone if you're out and about. So more incentive for you to find see me crossing the finish line in a paramedic's cot. But thank you everybody for donating sincerely from my heart. Thank you so very much. And for those of you who have yet, please consider doing that. Okay, so if you have any recipes, I haven't received any recipes in a long time, so there's a incentive out there. Please send me in your recipes. Book suggestions, story suggestions, movie suggestions. Send them on in. If you have a song snippet, a dedication you would like to hear, just something that you think would be great for the show, send it in, xena.uber@gmail.com.
So until the next episode, everyone, take care and enjoy life and love. Bye-bye.